Hi, everybody. We're here again. And today is Monday. And it is in October. And you have to excuse me here because it's the 8th. Wow. That is cool. I'm looking at a calendar here. I guess, yep, we're in the 8th. Okay. 8th of October, 2012. I just saw a different type of gadget on the computer here. You know how gadgets are. Anyway, so I just finished the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. Very nice. Had some wonderful people show up and had some nice booth helpers. Very nice booth helper. So the BBS Fast Chat apparently is not working today. So if you're trying to get on and you can't, that's just because it doesn't work. So I'll see if Elizabeth is out there. And she's across the country here. So she's there and we're here and maybe you're here or there. So Elizabeth, are you out there?
Yes. Hi. Good evening, everybody. And good evening, Ron. I'm here. And welcome, everybody. Today is October the 8th, 2012. And we have a wonderful BBS program tonight for you. We're on station one. And since the Fast Chat is working tonight, maybe we could get some callers. That would be great if anybody has some comments, testimonials, or questions for Ron. So I'll read those numbers off to you. You can dial toll-free, the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. That's toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. And if you can't get through on that one, maybe jump down to line 3, which is 530-413-4522. That's 530-413-4522. And if you're new and you're just starting to listen to the program, be sure to check out Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, where you can find more information about Ron, the Creation Lightship, and you can also have 24/7 access to all the wonderful healings and clearings that are available to you through Ron, who is our ambassador here on Earth to the Creation Lightship. So I do have a couple of questions coming in at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Ron, do you want me to go ahead and read some of those first while we get the show started?
Yeah, that sounds great. So everybody, here we go. So we'll see what the questions are out there.
Okay, so the first one is regarding the cellular mental clearing. And this person is asking, is it a good idea for me to go back in and focus on certain areas of my life after doing the whole lifetime cellular mental clearing?
Only if you feel some type of residue there. I'll just describe the way the clearings work. The whole lifetime clearings, any of them, should get rid of, I would say, 90%, a lot, we'll just say, of your stuff. And then if you feel something coming up, because everything here is emotional, we have different titles on it for different types of emotional situations or clearings or venues, we'll say, then you may want to go a little deeper. On the a cellular one, I'm trying to think here, on the mind matrix one, if that's going to also need it here. At this moment, I'd probably say no. I think that clearing is pretty much complete. I don't know what I would be adding to that to help people out more. So I would say possibly not.
So, and that's, maybe you might want to just talk a little bit about that one. And I think that's one of the ones where I'm actually in the process of doing it myself. And it's kind of where you go through and you listen to your voice clearing all of the different chakras, right?
Yeah, so in case you're brand new listening, when you go into the whole lifetime clearing, it's the same page, I believe, for all of them. And once you get into the page, you enter your name, and then it will say specific period. And at that point, for the first timer, you put in your age of what you are right now. And then after you do that, then you don't click on anything underneath the other boxes because you want to count down from your current age. There's a location where you have an entry box where you could type in some type of incident or situation that you don't use, because that's only for the people who are doing the unlimited version after they pay for that. So that keeps you current. And just go through your whole lifetime. It's very simple. It takes probably 15, 20 seconds for each year of your life to clear. And the counter will count down. And there's a drop-down box under specific period. And it defaults to, you know, your whole lifetime. That's number one, 01. And when you do the unlimited, then you may want to come in. So if you're listening to the program and maybe, you know, you just found us again or something, and maybe you had the clearing maybe a couple of years ago or so, and you go, gee, I want to stay current, so I need to go back 2 years. So then you go in and you click on the drop-down box, and it will say 01 is your whole lifetime, which is enter current age. But you've already did your whole age, but you want to go back 2 more years since you progressed 2 years. Then you go down and you click on 02, which would be how many years going back. So you just type in 2, 02, and then that'll give you the years. And then you type in 2, like the age of 2, into that box, and you're ready to go. Most people who are in the whole life are probably doing it on the 06, not one, which is maybe yesterday, and maybe the hours, or you could do today, which is 07, which would be today. And maybe you get a phone call. Maybe you had a phone call 3 hours ago and you have the unlimited and somebody was upset. Now you have to remember, once you have your clearing, you're cleared off completely throughout your life. And more than likely, you won't have hardly any issues out there. But what happens is people can come in and activate your DNA. So what they're doing is they're giving you a situation that you may not have ever had or ever dealt with. So let's see here. Let's just say that an incident that would probably be very rare today, which would be falling off of a horse and breaking your arm. Okay, so most people probably you know, see horses on TV, maybe, but maybe you live in the city and never even physically saw a horse or petted one. So to you, a horse is kind of out of your reality. And so you don't have any horse issues. And that's still in your DNA because naturally, you know, 100 years ago or so, you probably were riding horses. And but it's out of your DNA. You don't relate to anything about horses because you're not living with horses. Now, your neighbor has horses or has a friend who has horses. And the neighbor was out riding a horse. She fell off and broke her arm. She gives you a phone call and says, geez, I'm in the hospital with a broken arm. I fell off of a horse. Well, right away, that's going to activate your DNA because you may have had a broken arm riding a horse. And realistically, horses go back a long way, so anything probably 100 years ago or so, we probably had horses that we rode on. So naturally, that'll activate your DNA, and now you got a horse issue, which you never had before in your life. So you go in there and you just type in, if it happened today, so you use a drop-down box of 07. Maybe she called you 3 hours ago, so you can enter the time in there. And you might be a little tired, like, oh, I wonder, should it be, you know, a 24-hour time or, you know, conventional time, whatever you choose to use, okay, it'll work. Or just say in the past, like 3 hours ago or something, or just put three in there, which would mean 3 hours ago. Then you do the clearing for that, but then you go into the special incident, specific incident box. You put down, maybe breaking a bone riding a horse. Because it didn't attach to you yet. Now, if it did attach to you and you broke, your arm, then you put yourself in there as if it happened to you. But typically, you want to clear out stuff because you probably got upset, whether it's from you having a problem, an emotional problem yourself, or somebody else handing you one. And you clear that out of you. And that's it. But then you do that, and you're perfectly fine. So, any questions for that, Elizabeth?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up. And if you're just joining us now, wanted to just remind everybody that the BBS Fast Chat is actually not working tonight. So we'd love to have some callers. And, yeah, I think, Ron, that the whole lifetime clearings are really thorough and that cellular mental clearing seems to be, it seems to go really deep. And there are different levels in the drop-down box. You can select to, see how much you would like to experience the energy of that clearing. I think it goes from 1 being low and, 10 being strong all the way up to, very strong. So I don't think that affects the quality of the clearing. It just it kind of just affects how much you would like to experience that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And we have the healing intensity on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, the healing intensity.
So what it's for is, initially I didn't have that box, and some people call me and says, Ron, I'm very sensitive, and the light beams are coming too strong. And I said, wow, I thought about that. So what you can do now is change the intensity level to how strong you want them to transmit the energy to you. And it won't affect the healing if you have it at the lowest number or the highest. It's the same amount of healing, just that some people want to feel a little more. Now, if you have it on the highest number, which would be the most, the strongest, and you still don't feel it, don't sweat it. Don't think something is wrong with you. Because, just some people don't feel the energy.
So, and also, sorry, Ron, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, it's good.
Just wanted to say that also it depends on what type of light being you select for your healing, too, the male, the female, or the non-gender, because I know many of our listeners will have a different experience of, each specific energy.
Yes, so you can do, the male, female, or put up the lightship insignia, or the light beam. So, yeah, there are three different energies there, which is going to be perceived by you as slightly different. You
mm-hmm.
can also do the clearing to have a pause or not have a pause. I suggest having a pause every 10 years if you're doing a whole lifetime clearing to get up and walk around and twist and stretch, maybe shake your body a little bit, whatever you need to do, because you're going to probably find your body, as your muscles are relaxing after the first 10 years, you're going to notice that you may hear your bones kind of, realigning themselves, hear some pops and crackles, and maybe your knees and ankles will pop. That's very, very common for a lot of people. And once you do that, you know that you're getting more into wellness, because that blocked energy, the situations that you were clearing, has got released and they got stored into your muscle structure, and that's causing your body to be out of alignment. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really important, and I often do that myself. And I think I just heard a beep, so if we have a caller, caller, do you want to go ahead and just state your name and question for Ron?
Yes, hello. This is Arjan from the Netherlands. Hello, Ron and Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi, Arjan.
Hi,
Arjan.
Yes. I felt yesterday, I felt some strange. I had a headache. I vomited. And Then I felt some energy controlling my whole physical body. So what is that?
Okay, give me about a minute to check here. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth. I'll try to figure out what's happening with Arjun here.
Okay. There was a couple of more questions on clsquestions@yahoo.com, and one of them had to deal with the numbers that are used to identify us and the numbers that we interact with. This person was wondering, is there a clearing that can clear all of those numbers other than the natal barcode clearing?
That's the only one that I know of is the natal clearing. That clearing gets rid of numbers and letters. In fact, at the expo, what I did to people, I may have done this at the lectures that I have, but I had a group of people that I was also working with who were at the booth. And I cleared each vowel out of their name. And I had them say their name each time. I cleared a vowel, naturally, because you may not have that particular letter. And after I did all the vowels, when they said their name, the name was not really connected to them. They were kind of amazed that it was just a word versus their name. So that meant that they're not connected energetically to their name, which is why we have a natal clearing, because the aliens, remember, you picked your name. And so they say, you picked your body, or you probably picked your family, and you picked maybe the name, or maybe possibly told your mother or father what name you wanted to be called. People kind of talk about that. Whether it's correct or not makes no difference, but you do have that name, and the these unwanted universal travelers out there know your name too, and they can tag you and connect you that way. By doing so, you feel much better when you don't connect to anything having it corded to you, because your name is your cord, and it's like wearing a T-shirt with a bullseye with your name on it, with neon lights flashing and saying, "Lisa Buckley, this is my name."
Gosh.
So,
and is that only because of the vowels, Ron?
Yeah, the vowels are the most important one. Somehow the vowels are what they really connect to.
Interesting.
I would think that... plus the other letters, too, but the vowels definitely, you know, negate your name. Somehow I'm thinking that maybe they created that vowel system, but some I understand that some languages don't have vowels. I think the Jewish alphabet doesn't have vowels, somebody mentioned. But regardless, that's one way that they're connecting with us with that technology that they're using. So I think the Hebrew also doesn't have any vowels in it, but, you know, I'm not sure on that. But all that I know is that that's a very heavy, potent way that they can connect to you more than the other ones. So there's some other meaning there or a reason why that happens. So I'm still checking out Arjun, why he has a headache. It almost feels... I'm just seeing, like, waterfall energy. I just don't know. It might be related to oxygen. So I'm thinking maybe it's the oxygen. You might do that alien oxygen clearing. And that might help you. I think maybe in your area they're putting in extra stuff, we'll call it, in the air that you're breathing. You need to get some oxygen. That's kind of what I'm picking up at the expo around the clearing. And I did it for one lady by switching them when she's at the booth here. I did a couple of different types. And it's incredible. At the expo, I would change, I'd turn it off to get into the next clearing. And within probably realistically 10 to 15 seconds, the whole energy in the room just, like, sunk. Just like in the sense if you were, if the energy was visual, it'd be like going from 100-watt bulbs to, you know, like candlelight. And then I would put the next clearing on, and it would get bright again. So it was quite something to feel the energy in the room completely change by shutting the clearing out that we had up. So I was doing gray skies and the oxygen all the time at the expo. So I think it has to do with oxygen, Arjun.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. I know it's pretty early your time right now.
It's 1 a.m. It's not that late.
Okay, well, that's late or early.
Yeah, late and early. Yes.
Yeah.
We have very strange-looking clouds lately. I mean, sometimes the sky was not blue, it was green.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was very odd-looking. And sometimes when I look at the skies, the skies were completely blur. They were, you could not actually see them. They were actually more mesmerizing. Very strange.
Uh-huh. So is the cloud cover that you're looking at a unique or brand new for you?
Yeah, they are brand new.
Oh. Maybe it could be the newer type clouds coming in as a prototype, maybe.
Yeah, something like it, but they're not really at this place. It looked like they're not really there. I mean, I've seen clouds here, which I could not see, which is front or back. I could not see the dimension in it.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a cloud, you can see the difference in the length in the clouds between them, for them. And now you can see actually not a real distance in them. It's like the front is in front, and back is in front, and front is a back. It's really strange.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having a mirror on the cloud then, huh? In a sense?
Yeah, you could say that. Yes.
Okay. Wow.
So I will try the alien oxygen codes.
Yeah, that's what I would try. That's what it feels like to me, is that your body's suffering from lack of oxygen. What I mean is that what you're breathing is probably the normal air, but they put something in there to take out something, and your body's responding to something that is missing or something that they're added to it. That clearing would probably help you out immensely.
Yeah, because I could feel some energy at the end, and I could feel in the whole body, actually. I could feel, actually, energy controlling my whole physical body.
Okay, let me change some of the energy of your clouds then, and this will work for everybody else listening here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see if that helps you, Arjun.
Yes.
Hey, thank you for
calling. And I also have pictures for the Earth Protection Timeline crash. I have it here. You can see it?
Okay.
Yeah, you might activate it when you want it. So you can use that too.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Earth timeline crash, that would be a good one.
Yeah, for all the countries on the world or something like it. Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye to you. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Wow, thank you for that clearing, Ron, and thanks to Arjun for calling. I heard something interesting. He made me think of a couple things, actually, but the other day I was listening to, like, the Weather Channel on TV or something, and they were talking about, this is really interesting, something about coming up with, there's, like, a bunch of amateur, like, weather-related photographers, and they've been taking pictures of all these new clouds. And the Weather Channel is actually saying, like, they're trying to get and come up with a new classification of cloud because nobody's ever seen anything like this before. And I was going, interesting, because we've been talking about it so much on the show, and then to see it like that on the television, and they were showing these pictures of clouds, and it was like this undulating kind of unbroken blanket, and there were just all these comments like, you know, well, in order to make it a new classification of cloud, we have to, you know, have enough people photograph it and verify that it is actually something new. So I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. So there definitely is something going on. And I think, like, for me, too, like, I know I've called in and talked about this before as a listener, but it was interesting to see it on the Weather Channel like that. So clearly they're talking about that. And the other thing I wanted to maybe suggest, Ron, for Arjun, I know that this clearing is really wonderful. It's the nano detox clearing, because if you think about it, like, the oxygen that we all breathe is such an easy way for them to get things into our body that shouldn't be there, maybe, you know, in order to affect us negatively. So I was thinking, I never even thought of that as a clearing for headaches, and that was a really great suggestion, but also maybe the nano detox clearing might be even a deeper level to sort of get some of that, 2012, they seem to be stepping everything up, maybe get that kind of energy off of you.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, it's, I'm just thinking, you know, the clearings that we have up, if I would really like for people to never feel anything on them, because that means that the aliens wouldn't be here. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
They're
that'd be nice.
Helpful, you know?
Yeah.
Because if we were all in good shape, we wouldn't have the website up.
Yeah. If our planet wasn't being attacked by darkness. Oh.
Yeah. So we had I had a lot of military with me. That's been the unseen reality there at the expo. It was quite something.
Oh yeah, maybe. I know when you were at the New York Expo, you actually brought in the military and did an enlistment there, and that was pretty cool. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that experience for some of our new listeners.
Yeah, I did that yesterday. Which would be Sunday, on my workshop, after doing the decloning, we brought in some of the military forces, different countries, and had the enlistment process for people who would like to enlist. So it was nice, very nice.
Yeah, that's always a cool feeling.
Yeah, people are kind of, they don't know what to expect, but all of a sudden they start smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Way. Not knowing, because you normally think of military, you know, as, uh-oh, you know, especially if they're going to be at war, you know, they have to have a certain posturing, you know, and a certain energy level. And when these soldiers come in, they are smiling. So it was great. So back to you.
It's such an unusual energy. And, you know, I think I was kind of like thinking, oh, military, I don't know. I've always kind of thought of myself as a peaceful person. But, you know, if any of you are on the fence about enlisting or have thought about it and have never done it, it really does affect your life in only the most positive ways. And a couple weeks after I enlisted, I think I enlisted like almost a year ago now, and I'm still serving, people were like, oh, you look so different. Have you lost weight? Or like, you know, did you change your hair? And I'm just going, no, no, didn't do any of that, you know. But, yeah, it definitely makes you feel better. And I think, like, one of the things I know we talk about on Self-Empowerment Night is, you know, how you can empower yourself. And I think that's, like one of the easiest things you can do, you know, in order to not only help out the earth and, you know, help fight against the darkness energies, but it's also really good for you as a person, because it just makes you feel like you're doing, you know, something positive. And the other thing is too, like, there's a lot of, I think, self-empowerment that goes along with it. And a lot of people are looking for something. It's kind of that, for me anyway, was that sort of missing piece that, you know, I was sort of like, oh, I kind of feel better about a lot of things now. And I never really think about it, but it's just nice to know that it's always there. So if anybody's thinking about that, it's always a good thing to try. And then, you know, at any time, if you don't want to, you can just back out of it. There's no, you know, lifetime contract or anything like that. So it's definitely a really peaceful, wonderful way to feel. Okay, so that's just one of the things usually happens at the expos. And if you're lucky enough to be in the New York area, Ron is going to be at the New Life Expo in New York City, and that is going to be October 19th through the 21st at the Hotel New Yorker. And you can find out more about that at the New Life Expo. They have a website, and it is newlifeexpo.com. And if you click on Expo Brochure and Speaker Info, you'll see over there on the left side, there's a schedule. And you can find all of Ron's lectures and events there. There will also be, I believe, Ron, right, the opportunity to go into the light infusion chamber?
Yes, So we'll have that set up there. That is correct, yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, there are a couple of people asking about that on one of the archives I listened to over the weekend, more information about the light infusion chamber, and also how much it cost, and whether or not they could send you a picture.
Yeah, I might be able to do something on an email and get one printed out now for that event. So if you're wanting to have your picture in the light chamber, then just send me an email, and, you know, just so it has decent resolution to it, and we'll just print it out, you know, on a, you know, maybe a half of a page or something like that. That's all that we need, and then just pay for PayPal and send me the receipt on that, and it's $100, and we'll put it in as soon as we start the chamber on Friday. It'll be for the whole time, so each time that chamber gets turned on, you'll have a little dose of it. Actually, a big dose of healing. We'll give you what happened with one lady yesterday. It was quite interesting, and I've had people comment about what they have felt. You know, like people have felt the inside of their body being worked with, maybe body organs. Maybe they requested something. One lady felt her vertebrae being readjusted. One of the shows that we went to, you know, headaches get relieved. But this lady, first time in, went in and she had a. We have people put a mask on just to cover their eyes with a piece of tissue between you know, their face and their mask. And so she was in there, first-timer, and not knowing what to expect. And she actually physically felt during the session that something on the mask was moving, giving her a massage on her around her eyes, okay, where the mask would be, on both sides. And she thought it was just wonderful. And she also was thinking, boy, where can I buy this mask at, you know? So the session ends, and she's all relaxed now because, you know, I mean, I'm just thinking that would be great to do that on your own self. But that's what they were working with, okay? And she thought, gee, you know, at the end of the session, she takes the mask off and starts poking it, feeling it, looking to where the battery is. Thinking that we have some kind of high-tech mask with little vibrators in it or something, you know.
Yeah.
to relax the muscles around her eyes and things, you know. And she looks at it, and nothing is there, just a mask. And then she, you know, I guess realizes that, wow, they actually physically work with me on my eyes. And, you know, she must have needed that. And she was just completely, I guess blown away in a sense, but amazed and thrilled that that happened to her, because that's what she needed. And she felt much better. And when I saw her, boy, well, she's normally a bubbly person anyway. She may even be listening, I don't know, but she's normally really bubbly and happy. And, boy, she was really smiling. So whatever they did, they must have taken away a lot of toxins maybe from her during that process. But just think how good that would feel. So for her, that was her experience. Other people have different ones. But that was one that was kind of cute, you know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
That is so cool. It's like, where can I get a light being mask for my eyes? Yeah, that was the other thing I wanted to mention. If anybody's out there who's listening that did attend the LA Expo, feel free to call in. I'm going to give out the numbers again just in case anybody needs them. The toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, and line 2 is 530-327-7602. So if you were at the LA Expo and you would like to talk about your experience, we'd love to hear from you. But, yeah, I remember the light infusion chambers. Pretty amazing. And you do have to take it slowly. As I recall, I think I did 5 sessions for $40 because I was actually physically there in person. And it really is pretty intense. I was surprised at how intense it was. And it's very positive overall. So are you still going to be offering the 5, I think it was like 5-minute sessions for $40?
Yes, each session is about a minute and a half, and we break for just a short, maybe time, 5
okay.
to 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's what it was, five-minute break.
Yes, it'll be the same. Then the unlimited, if you want, is $100. And I even have people do the unlimited on the last day of the expo because they want to, you know, find out what it's like, and then they come in. And, you know, walk around. Typically, if you do the unlimited, I'd say do probably at least 8 sessions maybe, which you could do easily at an expo because if you're there for the whole time, you're there for quite a while. And you can accommodate going in 8 times very easily. So I recommend 8 times. Typically, some people have been in maybe like a dozen or so, but, you know, it all depends what they're doing during the expo and stuff. But by doing so, doing that, you're getting a lot of energy, and you just need to walk maybe for 15 minutes or so after each particular session. So, and it makes you feel better. Each time you go in, you're buzzing. And then you leave, and, you know, energy integrate. And from there, you feel wonderful. And you start floating.
It's true. I remember, you know, each time I came out, I felt lighter and lighter and lighter. Oh, and perfect timing. I think we have a beep. So if there's a caller, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hello. Sounds like you guys had fun. I did my own special thing yesterday. We took a bunch of us took our bikes, and we rode all the way down to the Keys. And it was great fun, but I am so sunburned, I've got blisters on my face.
Oh, dear.
So can we do something about blisters on my face and sunburns? Now, I flashed back to when I was like 13 years old, where I went out swimming all day long, and I came home so sunburned at 13 that I had blisters all over my back, and for weeks I would have to peel my T-shirts off. They were so crusty. So I was wondering if those two things are related, and could we go back to why is it I'm so susceptible to sunburn in the first place?
So So what you're probably doing is repeating maybe a timeline, too. So you might do a timeline crash for sunburn.
Okay.
And what we'll do is like a clearing here for thin misting water. So we'll do that one. That's what you may want to try. It's pretty bad off. I don't have one on the website for skin, but you could probably go into the special healing and do one for sunburns. But here we go. Here's some skin water. I'll put the energy into you here. And if you want to get a glass of water, too, you can do so. And here we go. So just everybody get a glass of water. And if it takes you a minute or two and I stop counting, it'll be okay. It'll be energized for you automatically. So here we go. One, two, three. This is for, like, skin hydration. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So get your water, and you should feel some energy on your face anyway. But the water could help. I'm just wondering if, for some reason, kind of talking out loud here, maybe your psychic billboard has something to do with that. Maybe you're connecting to something energetically with the sun, having it give you additional, say, radiation on your face, and it could be in your psychic billboard. I just don't know. I'm just looking at that as if the aliens are reading that, and they're giving you an extra dose of sun on your face because of that. So that could be on your psychic billboard, possibly.
And you, I think you mentioned, you mentioned, or somebody else mentioned at some point that something about dying on a raft in the ocean and being all burnt up like that. Is there anything like that in there?
I'm not seeing that, no.
Okay.
I don't see that.
Okay.
I would just do a bunch of timeline crashes on that, because you could be sunburned out on those timelines.
Right.
And it's possible you could even get a raft, you know, out there, too, like you're saying, but I don't see that with you, but it's possible. And whatever way they can sunburn you, they can be very creative. And so
sure.
You may want to, you know, I'd probably do a couple hundred timeline crashes, and you can put it to 5 minutes apiece. And do that, and get those energies off of you from the beyondo.
Okay, I want to report a testimonial, healing. About a week or so ago, I think it was, we were trying to figure out why I had a chronic dripping out of my sinuses, just chronic, just all the time, day and night, you know, awake, asleep in bed, on the couch, out in public. What didn't matter is drip, 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 drip. And you went and looked. And you said that in 1520, I think it was, I had died in a moat, in dirty moat water, and you actually felt the energy go through your body, and you felt like you were choking on water, and that's where we picked all this up. And so you cleared that, and you were kind enough to let that energy go through your body and be released from me, and the next morning, it's gone. I mean, I just don't have that dripping anymore. We still got to track down the chronic cause of the sinus infection, but that dripping that I've been plagued with for months and years, actually, off and on, it just was gone. Totally. I mean, with that one thing, you completely convinced me, any part of me that was saying, well, you know, is it real? You know, and it's just like, no. Energy healing. From source, going through Ron releasing the energy of the darkness. That is real. It is absolute. It happened to me, and I'm looking forward to a lot more of it.
Well, thank you, Ed. Yeah, so that's what Ed's saying, for the newbies, or even the oldies, I guess, is you realize that your past creates your current reality. And even though a situation or an issue, like we did just earlier here with when I gave the example of somebody breaking their arm on a horse and that you don't ride horses, all that can relate to you. And so your past is right there, and even though you may not be involved with that particular situation now or incident, you know, the ramifications of what is going on in that lifetime is affecting you right now. That's why you want to do the clearing. So it's a good good reason to do, if you still have a condition, to do a seven-generational clearing. And we go back to 49 generations. So, you know, that's one reason why that's on there, on the website. It doesn't be needed, that's why we have it, to help people more. So great, Ed.
I think a good way to explain it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think a good way to explain it to everybody so they understand it is that there is no time. That means all of it is happening right now. In reality, there is no past, there is no future, there isn't even a present. There's just the eternal now. That's our natural home. And since we got bodies glued to our spirits and our spirits have been drained, we got stuck in time, we tend to think mechanically of the past and the future as being separate from right here and now. So when Ron experienced that drowning I had in 1520 in a boat, that was happening right now. And so the energy he was able to release right now. And so he reversed that darkness energy that made an intrusion into me by being part of the props and scenery of this time illusion that we've all been enslaved into. So just think of it as there's only the now, there is no past, there is no future other than that's the only way we can talk about it, is to speak of it that way. But the reason he can heal the past is because the past isn't real, and the future isn't real. It's just right now. So it's just my crib notes of how you can try to relate to it a little better, that it's all happening right now, and that's why if you get used to the idea of it's all energy, it's all happening right now, it can all be fixed right now, your ability to heal yourself, Rod's ability to heal you, probably will increase, I would think, because you're dropping blockages in your mental framework that's preventing the healing from reaching you because you think it's separate from you. You think it's in your DNA. You think the ancestors are long dead. Everything's alive right now. It's all in the illusion happening, and it's just a half a breath away from all of us. And those are the blocks, and those are the walls that Rod is disassembling and dissolving with the clearings, 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 clearings. That's what he's taken out, is our inability to understand that we are eternal spirit in the infinite now. So that's my rant for today.
Okay, great. Yeah. That's a very good way of putting it. So, yeah, like, you know, your past does and can affect your reality. The only way it will not do that, if you, like I've mentioned to people, they say, how do we get out of this stuff? I go, well, don't think. And they look at me and they go, how do you not think? I go, well, just stop thinking. And for some people, that's very difficult. But when you have your mind completely quiet and you don't think to bring forth the DNA information, or people don't connect with you, I guess you'd probably want to, in a sense, to have a peaceful life, be deaf, blind, and dumb, something like that, and, you know, don't get any psychic information, and your life would probably be pretty well here, but you wouldn't have the experience. But, that's the whole process. And yeah, it's wonderful, and that's great, Ed, for bringing that up, because it does open up a new way for people to look at what's happening to their life. If they don't know what's really happening and they can't figure it out, then you want to look and see what your ancestors have done, if you're able to do that, or at least your parents and grandparents, and see what their problems were in their life. and or what they did for a living or a hobby, because that information is, you know, on you. Like I say, you know, did somebody have a broken thumb? You know, one of your grandparents, and then your dad has a problem with his thumb, and you have a thumb problem or something, and it's because, you know, it was passed on to you. And so what happened to the people before that? You probably won't know them. But you may wonder why your thumb always hurts, and it looks perfectly fine. You can go to the doctor and say, hey, my thumb hurts. And they go, oh, well, it looks good. Looks good to me. We x-rayed it. We, you know, did all different types of tests on it, and there's no reason why it should hurt. And because it's hurting, I want you to take some drug to numb out your pain so you feel better. Well, that will maybe get rid of the, you know, the situation a little bit, but it's not going to cause and fix the problem. You know, it'll maybe even cause a worse problem. Maybe it could bring something forth. But regardless, you need to get to the core issue. And that's probably in your DNA, you know, it almost have to be. I mean, everything is running at the same time. So just kind of visualize your life going into a large movie theater with all of these past lives running. And it would be a pretty large screen. And this is what you're doing each day. Everything could be time-coded, too. You may have something occur in your life, say, on... since we're in October, on October 9th, and every year October 9th, a certain energy comes your way, and it's fishing to see if you have a situation similar. I mean, it may be dormant, but it's still active there on October 9th. But you may not have tied into it until you see somebody, and then they read your psychic billboard, and all of a sudden they activate you, and you have a situation happening. So, thank you, Ed, and I'll turn it back over to Elizabeth.
Okay, was the water being charged while we were talking?
The water is for skin misting water for hydration, and that's ready to go. So enjoy that, everybody.
Okay, also, before I go, I wanted to compliment you again. The Mind Matrix that you were giving away as a freebie thing during the monthly last month, that was just a wonderful clearing for me. And just totally relaxing. I was looking at the world through rose-colored glasses after doing that. It was beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ed.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Elizabeth, are you out there?
Listening, and I think we have about a little less than 5 minutes left on the show, Ron. But I was wondering if maybe you could bring in some peace energy, maybe charge up the light being with some peace energy for everybody.
Okay, so scroll down on your monitor screen. Hang on about a half a minute here.
Okay. One of the other things I thought of, Ed, I'm sure you're still listening, but that oxygen clearing might help you out with the sinus problems, too. It seems like that might be a good one to do, or a good place to start just to get some relief. Maybe it's an oxygen issue that you're dealing with. Maybe start there if you're trying to find, you know, the root cause of that.
Okay, I'm back. So I happen to be eating an apple.
They're really good at this time of the year.
Yeah, this is a good one. So here we go, everybody. So scroll down and bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And because it's Monday and you went through the weekend, we'll bring in the male energies. So sometimes the males are very strong, and I'm going to increase their energy to be very strong. So if it's too strong and your hair stands up on end, then just tell them to back off a little bit. So here we go. So, and they will help you out for a peace energy clearing here. So here we go. They'll bring in peace. And remember, they connect to your heart center. So if you try to look for them mentally, you're in the mental realm, forget it. You're in the wrong venue. So here we go. Light beams coming in, the male energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They're coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one more thing for Ed. Since I think you said it happened yesterday, which was Sunday, say, October 7th, Ed, go back and go to one day before. Change your calendar, change the dates around you, and put yourself into one day previously where you weren't sunburned. And take out the day that you got sunburned out of your chart and just see what that does. It may help you. So here we go. More energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Liz, back to you.
Oh, wow, that's great, Ron. Thank you so much. Maybe I was thinking we could do one more quick clearing. I know on Mondays a lot of people have anxiety for, you know, starting up the work week and whatnot. So maybe we could do a quick anxiety clearing for everybody before we go to go along with that wonderful peace energy from the light being.
Okay, I'll be doing that here because our call's coming to an end. So if you watch your time, at straight up on the hour, I will run to you through the light beam some anxiety energy to release your anxieties. So thank you, Elizabeth. So just kind of watch.
You're welcome. Your thank you.
A couple minutes, just look at your light beam, and we'll have anxieties running through it to release anxiety and tension. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.